an AppleVis original.
Hey, AppleVisers, Tyler here with a demonstration and walkthrough of VoiceOver command customization on macOS. Prior to macOS Sequoia, VoiceOver included several user-configurable sets of commands, known as commanders, for the numpad, trackpad, keyboard, and quicknav. With macOS Sequoia, these commanders have been consolidated into VoiceOver's broader command set, meaning in addition to the existing modifiers that you could use, like the Option key for keyboard commander, you can also create your own command assignments using the VoiceOver modifier, which may be useful if you find a particular VoiceOver command difficult to perform, if you find a command in the commands menu, for example, that lacks a default assignment, or if you want to create a custom command to open an application. So to demonstrate this, I'm going to open VoiceOver Utility on my Mac with VOF8.
Opening VoiceOver Utility, VoiceOver Utility, Window, Utility Categories.
C for commanders, commands.
Commands.
VRA.
VoiceOver Modifier, Control Option or Caps Lock VoiceOver Modifier.
VoiceOver Modifier, this is the setting that was located in the general category in prior versions of macOS, but options are the same, Control Option, Caps Lock, or Control Option, or Caps Lock, which is the default. VRA.
Also control VoiceOver with. Also control VoiceOver with numpad. Unchecked checkbox.
Numpad, which was formerly known as Numpad Commander. If you have a numpad and you want to use it to extend your VoiceOver command set, just turn this on, check this box, VRA.
Also control VoiceOver with Option key. Checked checkbox.
Option key. This is what keyboard commander or was formerly known as keyboard commander. If you want to turn this on, just check this box, via red.
Right option key. Also control VoiceOver with which option key? Pop-up button.
Option key. You can either choose the left or the right option key to use as the modifier, via red.
Also control VoiceOver with trackpad. Unchecked checkbox.
If you want to use the trackpad, you can check this box or you can turn trackpad commands on and off from anywhere in macOS by holding down the VoiceOver modifier and rotating two fingers clockwise on the trackpad to turn it on and counterclockwise to turn it off. VRA.
Also control VoiceOver with trackpad options button.
Trackpad options for specific settings related to the trackpad. VRA.
Quicknav. Quicknav. Arrow key quicknav. Unchecked checkbox.
Arrow key quicknav is a mode that allows you to use the arrow keys without needing to hold down the VoiceOver modifier. So for example, if you press left arrow, it's treated as VO left arrow, without needing to hold down the VO keys. If you want to use it, check this box or press VO Shift Q from anywhere in macOS to toggle it on and off. VO red.
Quick nav, single key quick nav, unchecked checkbox.
Single key quick nav, it's useful, I find, if you're browsing a web page and you want to jump to particular web element types like H for heading, J for form control, L for link, etc. If you want to use it, check this box or press VOQ to toggle it on and off from anywhere in macOS. VRA.
Quick nav, always allow typing in text fields. Checked checkbox.
So with that checkbox checked, that basically means that if you're in a text field, even if single key quick nav is on, any letters or numbers you type will not be intercepted and interpreted by VoiceOver as navigation commands and will instead be passed to the application as typed text. So, VRA.
Left and right arrow keys.
Left and right arrow keys do nothing. This is what I have because I find if I press the left and right arrow keys too fast, I tend to inadvertently toggle settings, but you can choose to either toggle single key quick nav, arrow key quick nav, both, or nothing. VRA.
When toggling quick nav.
When toggling quick nav.
Speak.
You just choose how VoiceOver communicates that something's been turned on or off. VRA.
Command set.
Command set.
Command set. Built in.
So you can choose between built in or user. And these radio buttons are a useful way to quickly change between command sets. So for example, if you've been configuring your own commands but find you did something, made a change that you don't like, or would like to just revert to VoiceOver's built-in default commands, you can just select this radio button and VoiceOver will respond to its default command set. And if you find you want to revert back to your user command set, you just select the user radio button and all of those commands will be retained, so you won't need to reconfigure them. They'll just start working once you select the radio button. So via red.
Command set user 3 custom. Selected.
Selected. So via red.
Command set edit button.
Edit. I'm going to hit this.
In dialog, search text edit user command.
So edit user commands.
Edit user command set.
Via red.
Search text field.
And
blank.
You have a search where you can narrow down. If you're searching for a particular command, this is where you do it. You type in your search term, or you can via red.
Filter commands pop-up button.
You can filter commands because in this list, in this dialog, VoiceOver presents a list of all of its commands, which can be quite cumbersome. So you can use the filter to
checkmark everything. VoiceOver keys.
VoiceOver keys.
Option keys.
Option keys.
Quick nav keys.
Quick nav keys.
Numpad keys.
Numpad keys.
Trackpad gestures.
Trackpad gestures.
Commands with an assigned input.
Commands with a defined input.
Commands with no assigned input.
No assigned input.
User modified input assignments.
User modified.
Locked input assignments that can't be changed.
Input assignments can't be changed.
Inputs with multiple assigned commands.
Multiple assigned commands.
Inputs with multiple assigned commands in the same category.
Same category.
Inputs with multiple assigned commands in the same category.
Multiple assigned and multiple same category.
Inputs with multiple assigned commands in the same.
Yep, and that's the same option at the bottom of the menu, so I'm just hit escape.
Filter commands pop-up button.
And so you can experiment with that if you're looking for particular commands. That filter can be useful to narrow down the list. I'll view right.
Column view, selected, radio button, 1 of 2.
And here you have column view and table view. And if you're anything like me, your first instinct may be to use table view. However, as you can see, as I demonstrate,
table view, radio button.
If I go to table view with no filters applied,
selected,
and veer right to the table,
command assignments, table, control option.
And I'm now going to press veer left and veer right to and have VoiceOver announce how many rows are in the table.
Command assignments, table, row 1 of 499.
That's 499 commands in a vertical list, including my own custom commands. So that can be difficult to navigate. So that's why it's more practical to use the column browser, in my opinion, if you're just looking through VoiceOver's commands. So I'll view left, column view.
Table view, select column view, radio button, 1 of 2. Selected.
Selected in via red.
Table view, command assignments, browser.
Interact with the browser via shift down arrow.
In command assignments, browser, all categories, cell.
Down arrow.
Audio.
Audio.
Custom commands.
Custom.
Find.
Find.
General.
General.
Hotspots.
Hotspots.
Information.
Information. So I'm going to press right arrow to expand or to go into the next.
Column 2 of 3, command, table, row 1 of 14.
So here are all the information commands. I'll press down arrow till I find the command I'm looking for.
Describe item. Speak battery status.
Speak battery status. Right.
Column 3 of 3. Inputs. Table. Row 1 of 3. Control option FN77. Edit.
Okay. So these are all the commands that are assigned by default.
Control option F7. Add input.
And add input. So this is a command where I would like to be able to press VO Shift B rather than press VO F7 or VO FN77 because it would be similar to what I use on Windows with NVDA. Press NVDA Shift B and to get the same information. So to have the same, virtually the same command on both platforms. So to do this, I'm going to go back to the table view. There is an option and add input button, as you heard, in the browser, but I don't want to have to interact and stop interacting, so I'm just going to go back to table view where the add button will be visible.
Out of table view radio selected.
And I'm going to veer right to the add button.
Command add button. Command assignments. Table. Row 1 of 500. Edited. Non-pop-up button.
Okay, so you have nothing in this cell. It's table row, so I'm going to interact.
In command assignments, table, row 1 of 500, edited, not empty cell.
So nothing's defined here yet, so I'm going to go to the edit pop-up button.
Edited, non-pop-up button.
Via space. And the options are
none. Listen for key ellipsis, command K.
Listen for key, which I find is the most convenient. Or I can choose from a list of categories like
option key, submenu,
option key,
quick nav, submenu, numpad, submenu,
numpad,
trackpad, submenu,
or trackpad. So I'm just going to go listen for key.
No quick option key, listen for key ellipsis, Command K.
And in this menu, you hear Command K, so that's a good command to remember in the future, is once you hit the add and focus on that table row, just press Command K to have VoiceOver Utility listen to and capture the keyboard command you want to use. So I'm going to hit listen for key.
Capture keyboard shortcut window.
And I'm going to press Control Option Shift B.
Dialog, VoiceOver, edit user command set.
And now in the table.
Edited, Control Option Shift B pop-up button.
If I wanted to change that, I'd hit, just hit that pop-up button, but via red.
Empty cell.
And this would be the category, but it's not been defined yet, so via red.
None pop-up button.
And this is where I would define it, so via space. And here you have the command categories like
General, submenu,
general,
information, submenu.
Information, so I want to use this, so right arrow.
Information, submenu, describe item in mouth, describe.
It's down arrow to I find speak battery status.
Describe, speak battery status.
Speak battery status.
No action available pop-up button. No action.
So now if I via left.
Information.
Information is the category.
Speak battery status pop-up button.
Speak battery status is what I have it assigned. So I'm now going to press via Shift B.
99% not charging.
Okay. And that, with that command, I was able to have the battery status spoken. But in addition to using the VoiceOver modifier for custom commands, I can also use the Option key, as I have since Keyboard Commander has been a thing for all these years. So to view the commands that I've created with the Option key, I'm going to filter to Option keys.
Out of.
So I'm going to get out of the table.
Table view, column view.
Via left.
Filter commands, pop-up button.
I'm going to choose Option keys from this pop-up menu.
Checkmark, VoiceOver key, Option keys.
Option keys.
Currently filtering commands, Option keys, pop-up button.
Okay. So because this is just a few commands, it's more manageable. I'm going to view it as a table.
Table view, selected, radio button, 2 of 2.
Via right.
Command assignments, table, row 1 of 8. Edited, Option C pop-up button. Custom commands, open application, calculator.
So these are just all the commands that I've configured. You can, you know, vertical table, but I want to add one, so I'm just going to via right to add.
Add button, edited, non-pop-up button. Non-pop-up button.
Right, so I'm going to interact.
In, command, edit, non-pop-up button. In, non, edit, non-pop-up button.
So I'm going to press Command K to have it listen for a key.
Capture keyboard shortcut window.
And I'm going to press Option W and assign it to open the weather app. So now that it's listening for the shortcut, I'm going to do that now. Option W.
Dialog, VoiceOver, edit, user command set.
So now.
Empty cell, non-pop, and Option W pop-up button.
Option W, via right.
Empty cell.
Via right again.
Non-pop-up button.
Now I'm in the menu, and because custom commands is at the bottom of this menu, I'm just going to press the up arrow.
Custom commands, submenu.
Custom commands.
Custom commands, submenu. Open application ellipsis.
Open application.
In dialog, open, list view, tape.
And when you choose open application, it's automatically pointed to the applications folder by default. So I'm just going to press W to jump down to weather.
Weather application.
Press return.
Command assignments, table, row 1 of 9. Edited, Option W pop-up button. Custom commands. Open application, weather pop-up button. Selected, edit user.
Okay, so I've just added that command. So now I'm going to press Option W.
Weather, window, selected.
And weather opened. So I'm just going to close that.
VoiceOver utility.
Now I'm in the VoiceOver utility edit command set dialog. I'm going to via right.
Add button. Remove button.
So remove, if you added a command you don't want anymore, just hit remove.
Done button.
And hit done.
Command set, edit button.
And you're now back on the VoiceOver utility main window and in the commands category. So that's a demo of VoiceOver command customization. I didn't show everything you could do because the functionality is extensive, but hopefully now that you've listened, you now have an idea of what you can do and know the gist of how to do it. I'd be curious to know how you use this feature to customize commands, and if you find that it makes your use of macOS easier with fewer keystrokes or easier keystrokes. So let me know your thoughts on this feature in the comments. I hope you found this tip helpful. Peace.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.